Welcome back to 5-Minute English Talk, your daily dose of real-world English in small, simple steps. Every episode, you learn how to speak more naturally, more confidently, and with more fun. Today's topic is important for every conversation: how to agree or disagree politely and naturally. Whether you're in a meeting, a friendly chat, or an online discussion, knowing how to agree or disagree without sounding rude is a super useful skill. Let's begin. Part 1. Ways to agree. Naturally, of course you can say just, "I agree," but that's a bit flat. Let's add variety. "Exactly," "totally," "I think so too," "that's right," "I couldn't agree more," "you're absolutely right," "that's so true." Repeat after me. "Yeah, I totally agree with you." "Exactly, that's what I was thinking too." "You're right, that makes perfect sense." These phrases sound natural in real-life conversations. Friendly, not robotic. Part 2. Strong or excited agreement. Sometimes, you agree so much that you want to show strong emotion. "Try, for sure." "Absolutely." "Definitely." "No doubt it." Examples: "Absolutely. That movie was amazing." "No doubt. He's the best player on the team." "For sure. I'd love to go." Try using one today when you feel excited. Part 3. Disagreeing politely. Now let's learn how to disagree without sounding rude or negative. Instead of just saying no, try these softer options. "I'm not sure I agree." "I see what you mean, but..." "That's one way to look at it, but..." "I think I have a different opinion." "Maybe, but I see it a little differently." Let's try them. "I see what you're saying, but I'm not totally convinced." "That's interesting, but I'm not sure I agree with that." "I think I look at it a bit differently." Notice how these don't shut down the conversation. They keep it going respectfully. Part 4. Very soft disagreement. In some situations, like work or when talking to someone older, use extra soft language. "You might be right, but..." "That's possible, though I've heard." "It could be, but from what I know..." "I see where you're coming from." Example: "You might be right, but I think there's another side to it." This makes you sound thoughtful and respectful, even when disagreeing. Speaking tip of the day: to sound polite, use your tone as much as your words. Say this rudely: "No, I don't think so." Now say it gently: "I don't think so." Big difference, right? Smile a little when you speak. It changes everything. Today's speaking challenge: practice saying 3 ways to agree and 2 ways to disagree politely. Say them in front of a mirror or record a short voice note. Example: "Exactly. Totally agree with you." "You're absolutely right. I see what you mean, but I feel differently." "That's one way to look at it, but here's another." You don't need to argue. Just express your view naturally. That's it for today's episode of 5-Minute English Talk. Remember, real conversations include both agreement and disagreement. And when you learn to do both politely, you sound smart, friendly, and confident. If this episode helped you, share it with a friend or practice it with someone. And I'll see you tomorrow for another quick English boost. Until then, agree, disagree, and keep talking.